Is the ginger pussycat eating some food outside?
Yeah.
You're playing with your digger?
Yes.
And the pieces of jigsaw?
Down the floor.
You're putting them on the floor. You were playing with this yesterday. You really enjoyed it, didn't you? Oh, no, don't knock them all on the floor, Thomas. No, because they will need to get picked up. No, 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 no.
I see numbers.
You see numbers, yes.
I'll put them in the digger.
But they're not numbers, actually. They're letters.
Letters. Oh, but they'll warp on them, Mummy.
It says not suitable for children under 36 months. You shouldn't really be playing with them, should you?
No. Yes,
layers. Whoopsie daisy. The letters of the alphabet, the fridge magnets. Just wondering whether they would stick to this baking sheet. Yes, they do.
Them too.
Here we are.
They're thick. It is a thick.
Can you see on the back? They've all got a little strip of black. And that's called a magnet. And things with magnets stick onto metal. And the fridge door is where we usually put magnets. Look, we've got all these, haven't we? But you can play with them on the baking sheet on the table, can't you?
No.
Look, they stick. So if we tip it upside down, it's magic. They don't fall off.
Okay, put them off, Mummy.
You want to take them off and put them in your digger?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to try and make the word Thomas.
No. No, Mummy.
No, Mummy, you don't want me to do that. We've got some other magnets here. These are called magnetic memo holders.
Memo holders.
What you can do is I'll show you on the fridge. There's a little piece of paper there, look. And I might write a little note on it to Daddy saying, your tea is in the oven. And then I can pop it on the fridge door and stick one of these on top, Thomas. Look. Mm. So the paper stays on the door. Is that somebody putting something through the letterbox? There's a gentleman standing outside.
Yeah. There's a gentleman.
A gentleman? I don't think he knows we were inside, does he?
But fire engine.
What is it, a fire engine?
Yes.
Oh, it says oil on it. It must be a tanker carrying oil. And that's a green cement mixer. Yeah. You know what that is, don't you?
Yeah.
What's that? A steam roller?
Yeah.
And do you think that could be a dustbin lorry?
Yes, it is a dustbin lorry.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I think we might have another packet somewhere. I seem to think Mummy bought two packets of fridge magnets. I can't see the other one though, so perhaps I only bought one. We saw those in the shop a long time ago. I forgot my carton. Ah, yes, I have. They slip right to the back of the door.
Mummy, I'm going to put them on that train.
Do you want to put them in the train?
Yes.
There you are.
Put them here.
We've got more. Oh, now that says fire. That's a fire engine. And a big red London bus.
Where's a fire engine?
That van says repairs. He's carrying ladders on his side. And that might be an ambulance. I'm not sure. It's got a flashing light on top.
It's a fire engine.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think what we'll do with them is I'll get rid of the packets that they came in. And we've got an old margarine tub somewhere with a lid, haven't we? So we could store them in one of those, couldn't we?
Yeah. Put them. There's something in here.
What would you like to put them in?
In here. Stay in, Mummy.
Pardon?
Stay in here.
That's the bag that the jigsaws came in yesterday.
Where did it come from?
Do you think they'll fit in that little box, or is that too... too small?
It's not so small.
Is it not too small? What will we use that one?
Not. There's a snake.
If we keep them all together, we're not going to get lost, are we?
No. McDonald has a
farm. Oh, McDonald has a farm.
He has a farm.
You're saying old McDonald had a farm?
Yeah.
We went to nursery, not nursery, playgroup, didn't we, yesterday?
Hmm?
What are we talking about this morning?
A lot of cock.
You wouldn't talk. No, I was just about to say that when it came to song time. We didn't want to join in. What was the matter? You didn't seem to want to sing any songs.
No.
The only time you livened up was when we started to do Ring a Ring Roses and the Grand Old Duke of York and the Hokey Cokey. You like that?
Hokey Cokey. What's this?
Looks like an, I would say, some sort of digger like this. Is that little box big enough, Thomas?
No, it's not.
Is it not? And who did you see at playgroup this morning?
I don't know.
Oh, you saw Isabel, didn't you?
No, Sonia.
You saw Sonia?
No.
And Charlotte was there with Lynn?
Yeah.
And we walked there and back with Joe and Becky, didn't we?
Yes.
Well, that says oil on it, so it must be an oil storage tank.
And a rock. Lots of numbers, please.
Lots of numbers?
Yeah.
They're letters, Thomas. Letters are the alphabet, not numbers.
The dustbin wagon.
The dustbin wagon?
Yes. There's lots of beeps in it. I wonder why there's fire engine. Oh, is oxygen, no bee bars.
No bee bars?
No.
When you were at Grandma and Grandad's house yesterday, you saw the bin men emptying their bins.
Yeah.
And our dustbin man really comes late, doesn't he, normally? So Grandad said, when we get back to Stockport, we'll be able to watch the bin men at your house. But when you came home, they'd already been, haven't they?
Yeah.
So you missed them. But then when we were walking to play break this morning...
The dustbin wagon.
The dustbin wagon. I think it might be that one, Thomas. Or perhaps that one that was like a road sweeper, doesn't it?
It's not going.
That's a little hole in the baking sheet.
Does it work?
No, it doesn't. No, it's meant to be there. It's not broken. And as we were walking to toddler group this morning, we saw all the black bin bags out on the estate behind us, didn't we? Mm. So it's obviously the dustbin day here.
Must not collect them.
Not collect them? No, they haven't collected them when we saw them, but it must be their dustbin bag collection day today. Shall we have something to eat, Thomas?
No.
No?
I'll try my like a chocolate.
Do you think the tray mum would like a chocolate? Well, it was chocolates I was looking at. Would you like a jelly baby?
Yeah.
A jelly baby?
Yeah. Grandad brought something.
Grandad brought jelly babies, didn't he?
Jelly baby.
There we are. You mustn't eat them all at once.
No. Yeah.
You're sharing it with the train driver?
Mm.
That's nice.
Mm. Delicious.
It's delicious?
Mm.
You say Dalius, don't you?
Julius.
It might be Jellius because it's made of jelly.
Jellied.
What's that little rhyme we know, Thomas? Jelly on the plate.
Damn.
On the plate. Wibble wobble.
Wibble wobble. Come back, Betty. Come back, wobble.
Wibble wobble, wibble wobble. Come back. Betty, come back, Paul. I think you've just put the ending of Two Little Diggy Birds, haven't you, onto the nursery rhyme? We sang that this morning, but you wouldn't. You sat really still on Minnie's knee. You wouldn't sing Aunt Polly had a dolly and you wouldn't sing The Wheels on the Bus. And we did that other one that's your favourite, Five Cheeky Monkeys. You wouldn't do that.
No.
An Incy Wincy Spider.
Don't do those jellies, the jelly babies.
The jelly babies are there. What are the other ones?
They're called a little tummy.
Gosh, that was quick.
Yes.
I left them on the table and just turned them back and they're gone. So listen, when you've had that one, that's really is it, Thomas. Well, no more.
It's
delicious, is it?
I'll think about the train driver does not need another one.
The train driver doesn't need another one. Does that mean you're going to eat it for him?
Yeah.
But at least you offered it to him, didn't you? It's nice that you're sharing. Oh, you're having another one. That's it, Thomas, and no more. Sweetie wrap is empty, isn't it? Shall we have one of these special chocolates?
I don't need another.
You don't need a chocolate? Oh dear, dear, dear.
Smarties!
We've knocked the Smartie pot over.
Oh my god. It's a bit fun.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness.
It's better. Oh my goodness. We spilt them.
Spilt them.
Oh dear, dear, Thomas.
And here. Over each.
There's an orange one, a red one and a yellow one. Would you like to eat those?
No, I'll eat them. Like you.
Do you want to put them back in the pot? You don't want to eat any now.
Catchies.
Catch it. There's a yellow one on the floor there, look.
Yes.
Oh, they really went with a bang, didn't they?
They were.
Thank you. Well, there are a lot on the floor down here, Thomas. In fact, I'm going to get a little pot and put them in.
Oops. What's that noise? I heard the bang.
You heard the bang? Have you just dropped something?
Yeah.
What have you dropped?
Lots of Smarties down there.
I can see lots of Smarties down there, yes. Well, seeing as they've been on the floor, we won't put them back in the Smartie pot. We'll just put them in this little tub. Oh, they went everywhere, didn't they?
Anyway.
And did you play with Isabel this morning?
Yes.
What were you doing with Isabel?
I don't know.
You don't know? Are you running around?
Yeah.
She's not doing very well, has she?
No.
In fact, Sonia and Isabel only live a few minutes away from the playgroup. Mm. And this morning, Isabel didn't want to walk. She asked her mummy if she could go in her pushchair. So I think she must be feeling quite delicate, Thomas, don't you?
It's not like jelly babies. It's not like jelly babies.
Isabel felt like a jelly baby, did she?
Yeah.
You mean all wibbly and wobbly?
Yeah.
Wibbly and wobbly.
It's wobbly.
Wibbly and wobbly?
Yeah.
I think we'll be finding... Oops! Smarties are ever more times, don't you?
So Thomas, the tank engine, this WC tank engine.
Yes, the tank engine train's just slipped on the floor.
Look at what it slept on then. I don't need it.
You don't need any Smarties?
Only two chocolates.
Would you like a chocolate instead?
No.
Would you like a chocolate from... This is what we were trying to do. We're trying to reach the chocolate down from the special container, weren't we, when we knocked the Smarties over?
And then I put a dig pot bigger here.
What have you done with the digger?
Put it in here.
Hey, well, would you like one of those?
And see here.
You'd like that one, the blue one?
Yeah. Does it work?
I'm sure it works, we just need to take the wrapper off. There you are, Poppet.
You are, Poppet.
After that, you can have a drink.
Yeah.
Mmm, that's nice. Mummy's feeling very generous today.
From Sue.
Yes, chocolates from Sue.
Chocolate too.
Christmas, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
When that tube's empty, that would make a nice storage pot for something, wouldn't it? I think it's a little bit too large for your fridge magnets. Perhaps that would be a nice pot to keep your pencils in. Because it's shaped a bit like a pencil, isn't it? Looks like Stephen's daddy's going to pick... not Stephen's daddy, Liam's daddy. Stephen's going to pick him up from school in the car. It's a really dull day, isn't it, today? Misty and foggy.
Foggy.
It is foggy.
Oh dear. What's happened?
Nummy's eating a crunchy and I've dropped that on the floor as well. And everything in the garden's very still today. There's no wind, is there?
No.
Is your chocolate nice? I can't remember what you had. Is it a whisper bar?
It's not a whisper bar. Whisper bar.
Whisper. It's called a whisper. And then he's got a crunchy. Very, very, very.
Brown.
Is it all gone? Oh, Thomas, you put it all in at once. No, be careful. You'd be sick. Mmm, it's a long time since I've had a crunchy, that's nice.
Oh dear! Oh, help!
Why are you saying help? What's happened?
The mixer's saying help!
The mixer's saying help? Why is the mixer saying help?
Oh, thank you, train driver.
Thank you, train driver. Oh, the mixer's kissing the train driver.
Yeah.
Did the train driver help out?
Yeah.
Look, to her, or me, a, s. What's that spell?
What's that smell?
No, not what's that smell. What's that spell?
It's a smell.
No. It smells. It spells to her or my hats. Thomas.
I've reached down here.
Did you move it round there?
Yeah.
Shall we see if we can spell Turdy?
Help! Help!
Who's shouting for help now? Are you kissing all the fridge magnets? I'm looking for the letter D.
Letter D.
Letter D. I've got a P, a R, and an E, and an F. I want a D so I can spell birdie. There's a D like a blue D. Birdie.
Traffic sign.
A traffic sign?
Mm.
Shall I try and spell my name?
Yeah. That smell.
No, spell. What does it spell? When you put a lot of letters together, these are letters of the alphabet. When you put them together, they spell words and people's names. And I'm looking for a J to start making Jean. Not in your mouth, sweetheart, not in your mouth. Not in your mouth, Thomas, because listen. If you pop them in your mouth, and that little black bit at the back comes out, and you swallow it, it won't be like having jelly babies in your tummy. No, you'll be very, very poor, you'll be sick.
Put it around here.
No, we're not putting it inside your jump. You don't want to be sick, do you? Right, we found the J, so we've got J, E.
I missed it.
A.
I missed the alphabet.
What did you miss, Liv?
Alphabet. Missed the number.
You've missed the number? You mean you've dropped it down your jumper? Look, that's far as Jean. And then shall we try and spell Daddy's name? Oh, I've got it. Oh, it's gone down your vest as well. P. E. See, I've got it back. T. E. And we'll take the R from Purdy's name. Peter.
Badger.
Badger?
Yes.
What did you say, badger? I'll throw a box over your head.
I'm a badger.
You're a badger?
Yes.
You're a silly billy. Daddy's putting you to bed tonight because Mummy's going to sing some songs. Is that all right? If Mummy gives you a bath before she goes out, we'll get you into some nice clean pyjamas and put your dressing gown on.
Okay.
You can have a little drink of milk and then you sit in Daddy's car. Take Mummy to sing some songs, and when by the time you get home, you might be asleep, and then Daddy can just lift you into your cot, can't you?
Yeah.
And then when I come home, I'll come in and say, night, night, Thomas. Sleep well. And I'll kiss you like that. Oh, don't wipe Mummy's kisses off. Cheeky. Cheeky. You're cheeky, aren't you?
Yeah.
Right, shall we try and spell our surname now?
Mm.
Our family name. Oh, this is an interesting one. Look, that swirly S like the snake. And the Y.
Another Y.
Oh, Thomas, that's brilliant. I was just looking for a K, and you obviously had it in your hand because you've given it to me. S-Y-K. Stop putting letters down your digit. S-Y-K-E. And then we need... Oh, you're a giggle. You are silly Billy, aren't you? I'm looking for an S. Have you put that down your jumper?
S-Y-S-E.
You might have done, because we had an S on the board a minute ago, because we were spelling Thomas. Oh, my, do you know we've used... Oh, I don't think we can do it.
It's here.
Where is it?
Has it gone?
Where's it gone, I dread to think.
No.
Shall we write one that says Daddy? Oh, we can't do that either, because there's only one. Oh, you're posting them down your... You're looking in your vest?
Not here. Just put it in my vest.
It's in your vest? Thomas, if you post them all in that, we're going to have to take your shoes and socks off, your trousers off, your vest off. You know what I'm going to do? Seeing as you're putting all those down there, I'm going to come inside with my cold hands and I'm going to go down your tummy. What's that? Do you know what I can feel? I can feel a jelly baby in your tummy. I can feel a green jelly baby there. And a black jelly baby there. And an orange jelly baby there. What about down the back? What have we got down the back? A red jelly baby!
Where are the numbers?
The numbers have gone down your vest. Oh, you're doing nothing but giggle. Not in your mouth, Thomas, please. Not in your mouth. Where are they gone?
Still on in my lips.
In your lips? Your voice sounds funny to me.
All gone again? I just see one.
You can just see one, can you?
Yes.
It's a pink one, isn't it?
There's a lot of... Oh, my God. I see one in my tummy.
Can you?
Yes. Take all your clothes off.
You want to take all your clothes off?
Yes.
I think you're a nuisance. Come here.
Yes.
You're a nuisance, aren't you?
Yes.
Yes, a big nuisance. I think the central heating must have come on because I can hear a funny noise. Can you hear it? Yes?
Yes. Where's it come from?
I think it's coming from the boiler. Oh, there's my big boy.
Take all these off.
Take all these off. You are silly. Daddy, I wonder what on earth happened tonight when he goes to put you to bed. He'll find all these letters. You normally like playing with a different kind of letter, don't you?
See what that rock!
Can you be careful you don't join it because I'm not holding you very tightly. Oh, dear, 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 dear. Right, would you like a little break and a drink now?
No.
No? Oh, Thomas, don't post them all down there. A lot of people said they liked your sweatshirt this morning at Todd McGrew, didn't they?
Yeah.
Oh, come here.
No.
Don't you be running in there without a pot of Smarties. You said you didn't want any Smarties. Tommy. Are you going to eat them?
Mm.
Well, I think we'll have a little break and then you can have a drink as well.
The crocodile.
The crocodile?
Bye, Mommy.
Can I say goodbye?
Hold on, look. Oh, the doctor's here.
Steady. Bye-bye. Right, no. So you guys come and help Mummy do this?
No.
No?
Then hopscotch.
You're doing hopscotches? We can do hopscotches here.
Hopscotches in here.
No, do them in here with me now.
No.
No?
Not in here. It's too dirty.
Too dirty? How dare you? My kitchen floor was cleaned yesterday. Cheeky monkey. Washing out. We need to put some washing in the machine, don't we?
Hey! It's Daddy's jumper.
I think it's Daddy's shirt. Come on, Thomas.
Put the light on!
The light's on in the kitchen.
Light's on here.
Thomas.
Put this light on! It's dark.
Come here.
It's dark in here.
I know it's dark in there. I don't want you in here. In there, I want you in here with me.
Mommy,
put the lights on. Put it on in a minute. Let's just get this done.
No.
Because we need to get the washing machine turned on, otherwise we won't have any clean clothes. Will we? What have we got to put in?
I don't know. I don't know.
Come on. What's this?
I don't know. I don't know.
Daddy's shirt?
No. I'm going backwards.
Are you?
Not feet up.
If you do hopscotch on this pile of clothes, you're going to slip, aren't you?
Hopscotches. Yes.
Who's taught you about hopscotch?
Grandad. Yes. Hopscotch. Yes. Hopscotch.
Hopscotch. I'll kiss you to death.
No.
Don't wipe Mummy's kisses off.
I didn't help.
No, come on, please, help Mummy now.
Oh, no.
Come on. Then you can tell Daddy what a good boy you've been. What are these?
I don't know.
Oh, I do. They're bright. Look at those. Wow.
Bye.
What are those?
I don't know.
Are those your yellow trousers?
No, it's Daddy's trousers.
No, not. Daddy doesn't wear bright yellow cord trousers.
I stand up. I stand up.
You have to stand up, well, why don't you? Mr. Giggle. Watch your chin on that wall. If you bump that, it'll hurt.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Do you think we're safe putting your bright yellow trousers in with Daddy's white shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, they'll be alright, won't they? Ooh, look.
What's on that like?
Postman Pat's?
Cab.
Cab?
Yeah.
And where's the jigsaw?
Where's it John?
Want me to bring it in the kitchen?
Yes. No!
I that way with it.
Where's he gone? Where's he gone?
It's here. Your voice sounds Scottish, Tom.
Yeah.
I think you're losing your voice.
What's my hat?
You like these jigsaws, don't you?
No.
No? I think you do.
No.
There's Postman Pat's fan, look.
I throw a little piece.
No, don't throw little pieces because they're hard, aren't they, if they hit something. While you're doing that, I'm going to load the washing machine.
The train.
You want to get a train? All the trains are there.
Trains here, near the kitchen. No Reverend Tim's.
Oh no, there isn't Reverend Tim. There's no Reverend Tim's on the post from Patrick store, is there?
No.
Never mind.
That notes for Christmas letter. For Christmas letter.
Oh, the Christmas letter?
For Christmas letter.
Is that what Postman Pat's delivering for the Christmas letters?
Yes.
Do you mean from little boys and girls writing to Father Christmas asking him for presents?
And sausage rolls? Yes.
Oh, you asked Father Christmas for sausages. You didn't ask for sausage rolls, did you?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a long time now before we can write to Father Christmas again, won't it?
It's all Jam Joe's in it.
Your Jam Joe's in it? Yes, it's your pyjamas. I need to put them in the washer.
Yeah. Just a minute. It's a load.
What do you call them? Jama Joe's?
Yes.
I call them Jim Jams.
Jim Jams?
They're all the same, aren't they, pyjamas?
So they need fat loads.
No. Oh, that's nice.
I've got a ginger cat.
Stop calling me ginger cat. Cheeky thing. Oh, you scared it. You give me a lovely hug and a cuddle and kiss me and then you call me a ginger cat. You.
Hello, ginger cats. Hello, Mummy. You're a ginger cat.
Am I? I'm a ginger cat. Look, there's another vest.
Yes.
Did you put that in the machine?
Ooh.
Oh, these nice blue
colours. Oh, because... No, because Joe's.
Hey, let's undo the poppers on this. This is my favourite outfit. When you're wearing this, you look like a little baby. When you go to bed at night, and you've got your little blue sleep suit on, and you're all snuggly in your cot.
You hold this. Just hold it. Putting the fire engine.
Oh, are you?
Yes.
You're putting it in the fire engine?
One's here for you, and one's there. There was that wire.
You're thinking that the washing machine is a fire engine?
There's a soap in it.
What are you pretending the sleep suit is? What are your pyjamas?
My fire engine's place.
You're pretending they're a hose pipe. You're doing putting water out. Putting a fire out with water.
I fixed it.
You fixed it?
Yeah.
What have you fixed?
This.
What do you mean you fixed it?
I fixed this Jama Joe's.
You fixed your Jama Joe's. Why? What was the matter with them?
I just banged them. It's better now.
They're better now? What was the matter with them?
My brother's bang this wall.
You want to bang?
This wall.
Oh, you want to bang that wall?
Yes.
No, you're not banging that wall, Tom. It's not with a piece of wooden jack.
But, in here.
No. You don't put your jigsaw in the washing machine either. Let's just put your pyjamas in.
A think I'll put it over here.
You're putting it over your head, are you?
Yeah.
Right, well, there's lots of things to go in the machine.
Hey.
It's one of Daddy's shirts here, that's blue. Like your sleep suit. Shall we put that in?
Hey! What's here?
You're getting very clever at the post on Patrick's saw, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're not going to wash this blanket yet because it's fluffy, isn't it? It needs to go in a different temperature.
The red one on the train.
What would you like?
And Thomas the Tank Engine.
Thomas the Tank Engine?
Yeah. Thomas the Tank Engine.
The big one?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is, love.
Little bag.
And a yellow bag?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yes, I know what you mean. You want the other wooden jigsaws?
Mm.
Right. Well, let's just do the washing machine first and we'll go and find a yellow bag. Put more pyjamas.
Hey!
What's that?
Your cat.
Your cat? Is a sheet from your cat?
What
are you doing? Burying yourself in it?
Yeah.
Let's see what temperature the sheet says. Usually we wash them on a hot wash, but this is a special one. A special cot sheet. Well, don't bang.
I'm just banging here.
Oh, yes, it needs to be on a cooler temperature, so we'll put that with the blanket when we wash the blanket.
Yes.
So let's put the pillowcase in the washer.
What is that case? What's this?
It's a pillowcase.
Pillowcase?
It goes on your pillow. You know when you rest your head? You rest your weary little head at night.
Put it on the teeth.
You're putting it on my teeth?
Yeah.
What are you doing? Putting a pillowcase in my mouth?
Yeah.
Why? You're posting a pillowcase in my mouth?
Yeah.
Why? Well, that's not very nice. That's not very nice.
The door over your...
You're putting it over my head?
Yes!
Oh, I can't. I can't see now.
I can't see. Falling off for Christmas.
You think I look like Father Christmas?
Yes.
The white pillowcase look like his hair and beard?
Yes.
I should put it up your jumper.
Hey, stop it.
You're telling me to stop it? Watch your head. Kitchen floor is hard, isn't it?
Not now!
Oh, steady. Right, should we put this one in here?
No. Where are fires?
Oh, that's like the mattress protect. What are you pretending to do with these sheets, Thomas? Why are you making a shh? Yes, that's another one that wants to be on a cool temperature.
It's my hair.
Mummy's hair?
Yes.
You're wrapping Mummy's hair in a sheet?
Yes, it is. And here. Oh, here are your glasses.
Just be careful, mind my glasses.
Let's put it round your glasses.
You're putting it round my glasses?
Yes. Just take them
off. No, you're not taking them off. Because I know you either run away with them or put them in the washing machine, won't you?
Yeah.
Yes, you Mr. Messpot. Ow. Just trodden on my foot, Thomas.
I got your foot.
No. Are you going to do what you did last night?
Yes.
You were helpful, didn't you?
Yeah.
You pretended to be a doctor and what did you do?
I had a feet.
Did you bandage my feet?
Am I your doctor?
Are you?
My another doctor.
You're another doctor. Now look, there's some sheets here that aren't going in the washing machine.
It's just
be very, very gentle because that foot really does hurt. Just be careful. How about the other foot?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's better, isn't it? Yes, you mend this other foot. What are you doing now?
That's something.
Taking my shoe off?
This plaster. This big plaster.
You're getting a big plaster?
Yeah.
Oh, I see, it's an empty Rice Krispie box.
No, it's plaster.
It's a plaster, is it, right?
This, watch it.
There's something else inside the box, don't That's better.
Nobody in it.
No, there's nobody in it now. There's nothing in the box. What's she doing? Put it sliding my foot in the Rice Krispie box.
Yeah. Got my glove on.
Oh, you put a glove on, have you? You put another box on your wrist.
Yeah.
On your hand. Are you calling it a glove?
There's two gloves now.
You've got two gloves because you've got one hand inside Mummy's shoe and the other inside an empty box. Is this plaster to go on my foot?
I should just mended it. Just fix it and mended it.
You've mended it?
Yeah. You're my love self. Now, you're better.
Am I better?
Yeah.
All right.
Get your shoes on now.
I'm going to put my shoes on. I'm well enough to go home, all right?
Yes.
I think that shoe belongs on this foot, Thomas.
Yes.
Right shoe, right foot.
Yeah.
That's right. And left shoe on the...
Here.
On here? On the left foot?
Left.
You're banging it back, tapping it on. It's like a horse having a horseshoe put on. You're banging it, aren't you? Oh, there. You're much better now, thank you. Am I well enough to go home, Doctor?
Put this plaster down the floor, just bare better. Right. Just leave leases. So I put it down the floor and put plastic on a little bit of grease. Let me get our plasters. Then just tidy up this mess.
What did you say? You're just going to tidy up this mess? Your pieces of jigsaw are on the floor. You're pretending the plasters.
Yes. And at home, I just leave plaster. I'll go. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for mending my poorly foot.
It's not too late.
Pardon?
It's not too late.
What's not too late?
It's up the street. It's not too late.
It's not too late up the street? What do you mean it's not too late to go for a walk?
Yeah.
But it's quite near tea time, really. Daddy should be home any time, shouldn't he? And we've got sweet and sour for tea tonight, sweet and sour chicken.
Yes.
I think it's time when we started thinking about cooking it, don't you?
Mm.
You're going to have some, aren't you?
Mm.
Some rice.
Mm. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Where are you going?
I'm hiding under here.
You're hiding under there, are you?
Bye.
Bye-bye. What's she going to do under the table?
I'm hiding.
You're hiding. Right.
Boo.
Boo. Steady. I think we need to maybe change your nappy before tea, do we?
No.
No? Are you sure?
Sure.
What time is it, Thomas?
4.
4? 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock.
Is it? I think it's about 5:30.
It's ready. Stop it.
Why are you telling me to stop it? What am I doing?
Just stay there.
Just stay there? I'm not allowed to get up, aren't I?
No.
But I thought you said I was well enough to go home.
Not go home now. Not go home.
Can I not go home?
No.
What?
Hello here. This is.
Why have I got to stay here?
For legs.
Because of what?
Too late.
Too late? What's too late?
Just up the street.
It's too late to go up the street?
Yeah.
Yes, I think it is a little bit late. I'm going to go for a walk after tea. Look, those slippers are breaking, aren't they?
Yeah.
Have to get Daddy to mend them. This bit on the bottom of your slipper's called the sole. And it's coming away from the soft part of the slipper, isn't it? Let's have a look at the other one. This one's the same. Got to be careful because you might trip up.
I slip up. Oops.
Oh, you tripped up on purpose then. You didn't fall over your slipper, did you? Where did they come from?
I jumped off
the floor. They need to be in the washing machine, don't they?
I jumped off the floor.
I don't know. I didn't see them there on the floor, and then all of a sudden they appeared. Right, where's my shoe? Here it is.
Yeah. You've got home now.
Can I go home now?
Yes.
I'm going to put these two sheets and the blanket
yes.
back in the linen bin upstairs.
Mm.
And they'll go in with a cooler wash later on. We can go home, can we?
We can.
Of course we can. Let's close the curtains, shall we?
Close the curtains. Not see curtains anymore.
You've not seen curtains like that before?
No.
Well, they've been here as long as you have, Thomas.
No. They're at Jay Jimmy's house.
At Jay Jimmy's house?
Yes.
Why are you talking about Jay Jimmy's house?
Another Jimmy's house? Yeah.
We only know one Jake Jimmy, don't we?
Hopscotch.
Are you going to help Mummy put the washing powder in the machine?
Yes. It's a bumpy.
You've got this rubbish bag that can go outside as well.
You've got bad Robin.
I think we need to empty the bathroom then into that, don't we? And there's the bag from when we went out this morning. That needs to go upstairs. I'll leave that over here and I'll remember to take everything up when I next go.
Not like Mr. Hubbard.
You don't like Mrs. Hubbard?
No.
Why?
It's must be dirty.
She's very dirty?
Yes.
Why is she back?
Mr. Hubbard needs a nappy change.
Mrs. Hubbard needs a nappy change, does she?
Yes.
Does that mean you need a nappy change?
No, Mummy needs a nappy change.
Mummy doesn't wear nappies.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, Mummy doesn't need nappies, Thomas, not anymore.
And they need more. It's a bumpy ride.
Is it a bumpy ride?
Hello, everybody.
I'm surprised it's a bumpy ride on the kitchen floor because the floor is very smooth, isn't it? Yeah. You've had lots of pleasure out of that jigsaw, just as much pleasure riding it round in the back of your train as you have putting it together. Haven't you?
It's a bumpy road.
A bumpy road or a bumpy ride?
Yeah.
What did you say? I know you've been saying bumpy ride, but did you say bumpy ride or did you say it's a bumpy road?
Bumpy road.
A bumpy road?
Yes.
There's a little bit of a hill there, isn't there, where the kitchen floor meets the dining room floor? the matter?
I see a light.
Did you?
Yeah.
What sort of light?
A white one.
A white one?
Yeah. A white light.
A white light? You mean from outside?
Yeah.
Might be Daddy home. Shall we have a look?
Yeah. Have a look.
Have a look out the window and see what you can see.
Not Dad.
No, there's a car pulling up now, though. Ah, it is Daddy.
Yes.
He's flashing his lights at you. It wasn't Daddy there before, was it, that you saw?
Yes, it is.
It is Daddy now, which it wasn't before when you said you could see a white light. Because as you said that, Daddy wasn't even on the road. Wait, since you come in, Thomas, we'll just have to move these bags. Just step back, sweetheart. Step back, step back.
What's happened?
Well, it's the... The thing's happened. It's the bags from the recycling plant. There we are. We've unlocked the door and then we can get in, can't we?
Hello!
Hello!
I'm a ginger cat! Got a big treat stores. Big thing!
He's been transporting his wooden pieces from the jigsaw around in his train for most of the day.
Any post today?
Yes, there is some.
Hello. Look, there's wooden trains. Look. Pieces. Fire's on. There's a fire, two fire engines.
Yes, there's two fire engines outside of our house, aren't there, with the blue lights flashing?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear, there's been a fire next door, hasn't there?
Yeah.
Oh.
Fun man.
Well, we were having our tea, weren't we, when we saw the blue flashing lights and I went out. And Fred and Rachel's house is on fire.
Yeah. And my door's house pipe.
They're not?
No.
So we've got baby Miles asleep on the sofa now, haven't we? So that he's not in a smoky house. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, can you see the fireman?
Yeah. Huh? Nothing's wrong. What's happened?
Well, I think there's been a fire in the roof of Fred and Rachel's house.
Yeah. Something bumped. Nothing. There's another house pipe.
Has he got a hose pipe?
Yes.
Oh.
That water all over my window.
Yes.
Yeah, well, something's wrong.
Well, unfortunately, if there's a fire in the roof, you might have to put some water through the roof, mightn't you?
Yeah. That blue lights.
Big blue lights flashing. You can probably hear the noise of the fire engine on the tape.
Yeah.
Well, it's quite a few of the neighbours have come out. Look, Rachel. Over at the other side, she's come for a look. Now cars can't get past the two fire engines. And meanwhile, we've got a baby asleep on the sofa, haven't we?
Yeah. Come on, Miles.
No, don't wake the baby up. We have the baby asleep, don't we?
Fine, Mum. But we have a flashing light down there.
Yeah.
What's happened?
Oh dear, the baby's waking. Alright, sweetheart. Okay.
It's a fire engine.
You tell Miles what's happened.
Your roof's come off.
Your roof's come off, Miles. I don't think it's quite as serious as his roof coming off, but...
Something bumps one.
Yes.
Fireman's calmed with flashing lights. Flash, beeble.
You were watching a program about fire engines before. Oh, look, here comes his hose now.
Oh, a bumper roof.
Yes, he's going to have to put the hose pipe through the roof, unfortunately, isn't he?
No water. What's happened? It's running.
The fireman's running, isn't he?
Yeah. There's nothing in the fire engine.
Daddy's just come round to see one of the other neighbours, but when he comes back, he might take you outside and maybe have a talk to the fireman. Mummy's got to stay inside because we've got Miles, haven't we?
Yes. Call a fireman. When they come back, I see a fireman.
Yeah.
Hello, a fireman.
Look, Sue's come out as well.
Have a look.
Yes, Sue's come out of her house to have a look. She probably thinks it's our house. Because the fire engines are actually parked outside of our house, aren't they?
Yeah. Something's wrong. A bumper roof. Somebody's bumper roof.
Well, the roof's caught fire, hasn't it?
Yeah. White fire. Blue fire.
Blue fire?
Yeah.
But it's smoke, isn't it?
Smoke. Do you want to see? No smoke.
You can't smell smoke, yes?
Oh.
Alright, Miles, it's alright, Dad. It's alright.
No, it's a fire. It's a fire engine. It's a bunch of your roof. Daddy, come back, see a fireman.
Yes, you want Daddy to come back, don't you, so that you can go and have a look at the fireman?
Yeah. I've just seen Joe.
You've just seen Joe?
Yeah.
Has Joe come for a look?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, everybody's out looking, aren't they? Look, Liam's out with his daddy. And Georgia, she's come out with her mummy and daddy.
Just seen.
And Rachel and Grant.
A white fire. It's smoke. Smoke. My smoke comes out. Oh dear.
Just be careful you don't fall out the window or we'll have an ambulance here as well.
And I see it's white smoke. Smoke. Smoke coming out. Smoke.